This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome, listeners, Cliff Central, and of course my guest. My name is Dean Buerta, and this is the first installment of Pride Factor's Inspired Youth on Cliff Central. My guest is in the studio, Kanya Mboto. Mkoto?
Yes, Kanya Mkoto. Kanya. I'm so excited to be here.
I am as well, so much so that I can't even pronounce your name. So give me five.
Congratulations, you know, Dean. This is going to be so excited. Inspired Youth, guys.
I can see how excited you are to be here, and I think that makes the world of difference, and I hope that some of our listeners are going to get a whole bunch of valuable information, a whole bunch of entertainment at the same time, just understand what it is that we're trying to do here. It is a collaboration of inspiring young minds to see the potential in the world and look out there for opportunities and basically just... well, live the best world possible, live the best life possible, and create
Absolutely.
The best world possible. So that's kind of where we're at. So are we all ready to go? We're
good? Yes, I'm so ready. I hope you guys are ready as well.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, there we go. So Bless is just sorting out the last little final pieces here as we check into our studio for the very first time. So let me just do the introduction again. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dean Buerta. I run a program called Pride Factor. We have several different platforms, this one being Inspired Youth in partnership, finally, with Cliff Central, of whose door I have been knocking on for so long now. So it is an absolute honor to be here today. As I say, we're going to be broadcasting to you live each Monday from 3 until 4 o'clock with different guests, different opinions, different aspects and viewpoints on the world as we know it at the moment. This being episode number 1, and from there we're going to grow the show. It is an interactive show. We are also, as I say, going to be recording for podcasts. But do engage with us on social media, please. Everything and anything, whatever it is that you have recommendations about, comments, questions for our guests, suggestions, events coming up, anything that may be under the realm of Inspired Youth. So all our handles are at Inspired Youth SA, Facebook, Twitter, as well as the hashtag Inspired Youth SA. So that's a little bit about us. Our main port of call, though, is developing platforms for teenagers and fantastic young individuals. And across the studio from me right now, I have one man that epitomizes that ever so perfectly. So Kanya, I'm going to ask you to do your own introduction, because I know, yes, I can sell you, but I'm sure you can sell yourself better.
Oh, absolutely.
And go.
Yes, so my name is Kanya Mkoto. I am originally from Port Elizabeth. I currently reside here in Johannesburg. And I am a social entrepreneur. I am a business analyst. I am a mathematical statistician as well. That's what I studied, actually. I studied mathematical statistics.
Yes.
And I think I'm a One Young World ambassador as well. And I'm a Pride Factor ambassador as well, which is so exciting. So anything which has to do with empowering the youth, I'm all about. And I see myself as a young global leader who's passionate about empowering young people, yep, in South Africa, Africa, and the world.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. So guys, if you didn't quite get all of that, jump onto the show tomorrow and we'll have a little podcast and description of our guest available for you. But what caught my ears and my attention there, Kanya, is when I first met you at a, yes, Leadership 2020 event, you stood up and you asked DJ Sabu a question.
Yes.
And you introduced yourself as a mathematical statistician.
Yes.
What do you do?
Good question.
What does that involve? Because it sounds like a whole lot of complicated numbers. So aside from the fact that what we're going to get into is your recent trip to Colombia and,
yes,
the One Young World trip. Mathematical statistician. Where did that come about? How did that come about? And what is the interest level in? How did you, yes, become a statistician?
Great question,
please,
Dean. I initially actually never wanted to go into a mathematical degree, funny enough. I was always good at maths and dramatic arts at school, but I lean more to the dramatic arts side, so I actually wanted to be an actor. And my mom convinced me otherwise. She was like,
did she destroy your dream?
No, she, okay, she didn't. I'm actually glad she actually pushed me in the direction she's pushed me in. It's opened a lot of opportunities for me. So she pushed me towards the science, mathematics direction. And I applied for an engineering course, industrial engineering, but I wasn't too happy about it. And, you know, this is how God works. A week before I actually started at Varsity, what happened was my aunt actually sent me a message and said to me that, hey, there's this BSc course. It's numbers based. Would you be interested in it? Mm-hmm. So I applied to actually do a BSc in mathematics, applied maths, computer science, and mathematical statistics. And that's how the journey started for me. And then I went on to do my BSc honors in mathematical statistics. And then I got my cum laude for that. And after that, jeez, I basically lectured for a bit and went on to be a data analyst. A data analyst looks at the numbers of a company, basically, and finds way to actually make sure that there is profit within the company, but using number. So we analyze numbers using data visualizations and so on. And now I'm a business analyst. I look at company processes.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a whole lot going on in your world at the moment. So, again, I met you at this event and you stood up and you asked some questions. I was like, jeez, check this guy out. I need to engage. This is exactly what Pride Factor and Inspired Youth are. And then from there, obviously, we've been discussing things. And I try to get hold of you. And a few weeks later, you're like, no, I'm off to Colombia.
Yes.
The One Young World's ambassadorship, internship side of things. So please just take us a little story through how the One Young World side of things came about.
Yes.
How you, if you're applying for it or if someone approached you, and what it is exactly that you went through in order to achieve that, and also what happened in Colombia.
Okay. Well, this is how I connected with you in the first place. I'm also passionate about the youth. I'm passionate about empowering the youth. And before One Young World was even in my vision or peripheral, I basically had been profiling young leaders within the country, mm-hmm, and sharing it online through a platform which was called the Testimony Stories at the time on Facebook. Now it's called the Young Catalyst.
Yes.
I've changed the name. So I'd profile young leaders within the education, entrepreneurship, even in politics. Young leaders were doing amazing things. I would profile them and share their stories online. And my passion for young people made me actually want to apply to One Young World, because I had a friend who had gone to One Young World that I had interviewed on my platform.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment I heard her speak about it, I was like, okay, that's something that I want to apply for at some point. And the moment I heard her, this was in 2016, that she told me about One Young World. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to apply for it at some point. And I applied for it this year. And that's what basically got me into One Young World. It was what I was doing in terms of profiling young leaders, empowering young leaders online. And also my passion to want to just make a positive, tangible difference.
Yeah, an actual change.
An actual change, yes. Which is why I've revamped my whole company. I call it the Young Catalyst now, where we actually going to be going into the community and making a tangible change in the community in terms of education, employment, and entrepreneurship. So it's very exciting. It's an exciting time for.
So say those three things again: education,
entrepreneurship, and employment.
And employment. Yes. Okay, so three of probably the most vital topics going around South Africa, if not Africa, if not globally at
yeah,
the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? So okay, so that's. So that's our guest for you today, guys. So again, if you are on listening on live broadcast, please do engage with us on Twitter or on Facebook. Everything is at Inspired Youth SA. If you've got any questions for our guest, please do send them along, hashtag Inspired Youth SA, and obviously get them onto cliffcentral.com as well. It will always help out. Now, Kenya, one of the things I want to talk to you about is that each of our shows, episodes, lessons of life that we go through here on the show always has some kind of a theme behind it. And what we agreed on for today was, and something I think that you are extremely au fait with, considering what you've just done and what you've achieved, and I followed you on social media the whole while, the whole time, is the aspect of comfort zones. So they're either being recluse and staying within it and living a sheltered life, or stepping outside of it and being that risk taker, but also then putting everything on the line. So, I mean, if I asked you a question of what is your view on comfort zones as a general topic, what would you say?
Good question. I would say it's your idea of how things are supposed to be. It's actually a Jim Newman definition. Okay. And I've always felt that that's what it is. That's my experience of a comfort zone. It's your idea of how things are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So you just, you know, continue with how things are today or how things have always been.
Right, right. Okay, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So are you one to step outside of the comfort zone? Is it something that you would endorse, that youngsters get out of their comfort zone and try things? Or should they just be safeguarded with a little safety net and live their life in a bubble?
Definitely.
I think I pretty much answered that one. So moving on to question two.
No, let me actually please speak about that. You know, definitely... A comfort zone is never something to stay in. Every single great thing is at the other side of a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's at the other side of your, you know, maximum fear, I would say. All the things which have provided me with opportunities have required me to step out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So... even for me, actually, there's like a yin and a yang in terms of comfort zone, I would say. There are some things, you know, where I actually step out of the comfort zone because my passion and desire to do that thing is much more higher than the actual fear. But there are some things which are disguised as things that I wouldn't want to do, but they actually are... comfort zones. Sometimes you're provided with an opportunity and you know, you don't really have a choice in terms of that opportunity. You take it, but it's not necessarily where you want to be. And I would say in those cases as well, there's always opportunity in anything that you're provided with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those as well are opportunities but those are opportunities which we sometimes don't see.
Give us an example of you stepping outside of a comfort zone, possibly recently.
Recently, I currently am in a management accountant role. I didn't study accounting.
Mate, the fact that you studied mathematics statistician makes me very uncomfortable, just like that. Just saying the word makes me uncomfortable. But you're currently in a management position.
Yeah, management accountant. How old position. Are you? I am 26.
26. The fact that it took him so long to answer that question makes me wonder about his mathematics skills. But anyway, moving forward. Now I'm just taking the piss.
I know.
Okay, so 26 and you're now in a management position. Okay, so that's quite a big step up there. So
it
that's
is. Your, yeah. It is. It yeah. is. It is. And I mean, it was, you know, more than anything, it was crisis management of the company needing someone to fill that particular role, and they chose me. Mm. I said yes to the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could easily have seen that as this is not where I had planned to take myself in terms of my career.
Yeah.
But that's an opportunity for me to learn. That's an opportunity for me to know more about business as well. As somebody who comes from a science background, I don't have much knowledge in terms of how a business works. So it's based more on reading from websites like entrepreneur.com.
Mm-hmm.
And learning as well as a social entrepreneur. But to be put in a position like that where you're looking at cost and revenue, for me, you know, it's out of my comfort zone, but I've taken on that and I see that as an opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that I can add to my profile.
And do you think that the networking world, especially for us lucky sods up here in Gauteng and Joburg, do you think that the networking, going to these events and things like that, do you think that helps you out?
It does. Oh, my word. I mean, that's how I met you. it definitely does help because, you know, your network is your net worth, basically. The people you meet, you don't just meet coincidentally, I feel. I feel there's a reason for it. And it's up to you as to how far you want that relationship to go.
Yeah.
Especially if it's somebody who's aligned to whatever interest you have or passion you have or vision you have. So it's very important that, you know, in those events that when you do meet the Dean Puertas or the DJ Spooz or the DJ Fresh Shiz, you actually, you know, you make the most of it and you utilize that opportunity.
And you're prepared at all times, hey?
Definitely.
You need to be prepared at all times. Okay, definitely. So we're gonna jump into a song, but before I do that, I kind of like to just ask all random questions. Here we go. And again, to all our listeners out there, if you want to pop in a question, you're more than welcome to. One's come through a little bit earlier on. And it's one of those typical questions, but they're always quite fun. If you could name three people, dead or alive, that you would like to spend the day with, who would those three people be for Kanye Mkoto?
It would be Simba Mia, who was a top billing presenter.
Yes.
I really, really like that guy.
Well played, sir.
Yeah,
he's the heartstrings there. Yeah
he's okay. An awesome, like, I you know, I remember Top Billing had a question of which presenter you'd want to spend your day with, and for me it was him.
Okay.
And then just like a really awesome guy, you can tell.
Who else is on
Oprah Winfrey. Oh my gosh. Like, I would love to spend. I actually had a dream about me spending time with her. We were having drinks.
Just spending time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not a dream about just spending time.
Yeah. Okay. Actually having dreams, having drinks and actually having a conversation. She's one of the people that I look up to. I believe in powerful, meaningful, educational conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's one of the first people to kind of pioneer it to the extent that she has.
Yeah.
Of course there are people that came before, but to the level that she has, I think it's incredible. And I'm the Carters, Beyonce and Jay-Z. They need to invite me for lunch.
All right. So we're going to go with Oprah, with Simba. I mean, that's quite an entertainment heavy course. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Guys, if you've got any questions for my wonderful guest, Kanye Mkoto and myself on Prime Factors Inspired Youth here on cliffcentral.com, please do send them in. Twitter or Facebook, we're at Inspired Youth SA. Otherwise, I think we're just going to take a short break and jump to some music for a sec, and we'll be back in just a second. Alright, and coming straight back to you. Guys, welcome. If you've just tuned in, thank you very much for joining us. This is Pride Factors Inspired Youth on cliffcentral.com. I'm with my wonderful guest, Kanye Mkoto. Kanye, welcome back.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
So listen, I know you are, because you were busting out lyrics during that song, singing away. Are you a singer? Is that what you do on the side?
It's funny, because my mom told me at some point that, oh, my son, you can sing. I really don't think I can sing. But it's amazing when your mom says you can sing, then you think, you start like considering it. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'm Idol's material, but I don't think I am, man.
Like, myself and Pelissa might actually argue with you on that, though, but anyway. Okay, so yeah, mom always knows best, doesn't she? Mom always knows best. Yeah,
that's actually my friend's song, by the way. Tokozile Makamba. She is from Port Elizabeth. She's featuring the Euphonics track.
Oh, wow.
Her voice is so amazing, right?
So is that, it is amazing indeed, but is that why you feel like you have the confidence to just bust out into tune?
You know what I mean? I feel a
go.
Connection. But I actually like to sing along to any song that I like, whether it's by Shekinah, which we first played.
Yeah.
You know, music is amazing. It makes you feel good. It's just like laughing as well. Those two things. I think you can't go life without music and laughter.
It does. It unites people, doesn't it? It certainly does.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the aspect here of comfort zones and things that are inside your comfort zone, outside your comfort zone. We were talking earlier about having a bit of a balance between the two. Is that something that's important to you, Kanye? Something that I think that's kind of what we were trying to say earlier on, is having a balance between being safe and being guarded and stepping out there and trying something new, getting that heart racing, starting sweating, etc. I mean, is that what you're trying to get along with?
Yeah, definitely. I think that is me. I'm a dreamer. I step out. I take risks. I say yes when some people would be like, but you're not qualified. And then I'm like, hell, I want to do it.
And then you say, I'm a mathematical statistician in your face.
I actually have a story.
Please.
You know, for example, with One Young World, there was an email which...
Okay, let's just start with that, just for a second. Oh, okay. What is One Young World? Just for the guys out there that aren't understanding quite yet. What is One Young World? What is the caliber behind it? Because, I mean, I know of One Young World, but it is in our world. So to our listeners out there, just explain quickly what One Young World is and what the
intention.
Well, the intention, but also, I mean, the height of the fact that you actually got invited to Colombia to attend One Young World on behalf of ABSA as well as representing South Africa.
Whoa.
That is a big deal, my friend.
It is.
A big deal. And the studio goes wild.
Yeah.
So tell us quickly, what is One Young World? Just briefly, and then tell us about your experience that you went through.
Cool. Kuskabayemisa. The audience will know what I mean. But One Young World is actually a gathering of young leaders from all over the world. There is about 196 countries, over 1,200 delegates. It's the second biggest event in terms of gathering nations after the Olympics.
Yeah.
And the whole intention of it, it's like a mini United Nations. The whole intention of it is to gather young leaders from all over the world to come up with sustainable and positive sustainable solutions to the world's problems, or the world's most pressing issues. So we speak about climate change, we speak about poverty, we speak about corruption, we speak about minority groups like mm-hmm. the LGBT, Black Lives Matter, and we touch on a variety of topics. We also look into the Sustainable Development Goals, which were developed by the United Nations. The Sustainable Development Goals are goals which were developed by the United Nations for 2030 in terms of how we want the world to be in 2030. So one of those goals is eradicating poverty, decreasing corruption in the world, and climate change solutions as well are part of those goals. One Young World is also linked to those SDG goals, and one of our intentions as well is part of solving those problems or meeting those goals by 2030.
Okay. So, I mean, there's again the balance that we were talking about earlier. I mean, that's quite ambitious, but at the same time, certainly achievable.
Absolutely. I mean, yo, guys, if there's anyone who feels that they're a young leader, please don't look down on yourself. Make sure you go on to www.oneyoungworld.com. Mm-hmm. And you can look through that website. I feel for myself personally, before the summit, I wasn't as informed with world issues as I would say I am now, because I've made a conscious effort, specifically after the summit, to make sure that I'm informed with everything that's happening in the world. And that didn't stop me from applying. Yeah. I still applied anyways. Gave in a good application, gave in good motivation as why I would like to be a part of the summit. The summit is happening in The Hague next year, Netherlands. It happens at different world cities every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, next year it's happening in The Hague. And make sure that you don't look down on yourself and you don't apply for the actual summit. It will change your life, literally. The networks which you get, the caliber of young people who are there. We have 20-year-olds who've written books.
Yeah.
We have 20-year-olds who are coming up with solutions to climate change. We have, 23-year-olds have their own initiatives that they're running, which support women's rights and are fighting for women's rights and are defining the African story. There's actually an initiative by a friend of mine called Africa Matters Initiative.
Africa Matters.
Africa Matters, yes. Yeah. It's by Farai Mubaiwa. She's currently at the University of London. She's from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And her whole initiative is about, developing and telling the African story our way.
Right.
And also advocating for women's rights as well.
Right. And it's very important. And it's a very hot topic at the moment as well.
It is. But, you know, we are taking steps forward in terms of equal pay. And I think in terms of women taking leadership positions as well. So we are making strides and we are moving forward. And I would say, I'm not sure if you want me to share what one, like, one of the biggest takeaways for us as South Africans.
Please, mate, that's why you're here.
We were sitting there, South Africans, and we were like, whoa, listening to the other African stories that we were hearing of, you know, terrorist acts which have happened within the actual continent in other countries and the wars which are happening in other countries within Africa. And we were sitting there and we were like, oh my gosh, we don't have it as bad as South Africans, you know. There's so much opportunity within South Africa to actually propel your life forward, to move your life forward. And what we found about people who are from those particular African countries, they saw themselves as the solutions instead of the problem.
Right.
So they came up with the solutions too. Like, for example, the one example is the guy from Chad who's come up with the solution for climate change. He's written a book as well. And that inspired us in terms of, you know, we have problems, right? But we should gear ourselves and use the energy which we have to actually be the ones who come up with the solutions to those problems, because we have the power to do that.
Especially within our own country.
Absolutely.
So, the unity of South Africa and Africa at the One Young World Conference was there, apparent?
Yes, a huge. There was huge unity. We had the biggest delegation in Africa. There was about, I think, 70 of us from different companies, big corporate sponsored, the young corporate leaders. There were people from, you know, Wits as well. Then people from Thomson Reuters, APSA, Investec, and a couple of other companies as well, Coca-Cola.
So these guys round up a bunch of people that have applied and then pay for them to go and represent them on their behalf.
Absolutely.
As well as South Africa.
It's a great place for big corporates to put their name out there.
I think that's fantastic. And I think that listeners would certainly agree with that, that it is. I mean, something fantastic. Again, like, come from our world with Pride Factor Inspired Youth. I mean, One Young World is an organization that we look up to with the utmost respect. So it's just wonderful having you in studio to share the stories of the experiences of going over to Colombo.
Definitely.
And going through all these things.
And, you know, the story that I was going to share in terms of One Young World, we all got an email which basically was probing us to all apply to speak on corruption on a panel with Thuli Madonsela. Mm-hmm. When I got that email, it's pertaining to comfort zones now. When I got that email, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I feel like I don't watch enough news. I feel like, you know, I'm not as informed as I should be. Like, I have an idea of what's going on in terms of, you know, the current leadership, in terms of big corporates. But I feel like I'm not as invested in what's happening. But I was like, okay, you have people around you who know more. Mm-hmm. So ask questions, discuss. And then that's what I did. So I was honest with myself. I asked people around me. And then after they had told me the things that they had told me, I took those points, researched on them, and wrote an essay. And guess what? I was chosen as one of three delegates to actually speak on a panel with Thuli Madonsela on how corruption undermines democracy. If I would have basically not stepped forward and said, you don't know much, then I wouldn't have had that opportunity. And me having that opportunity to be a delegate speaker at One Young World at that on the main stage was such a huge deal. It literally changed my life.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that really is. I was following you guys on Twitter, obviously, the whole time. And I just thought it was fantastic seeing you up there. So really, congratulations on that. What you've just tapped on right there, obviously, is stepping outside the comfort zone. But then you're presented with an opportunity.
Yes.
Or a situation or something that you knew in your heart of hearts would probably change your world. But the spotlight's on you. You can either freeze up or you can knuckle down and prepare, research,
yeah,
just
ready yourself, I mean,
what, what is your advice? What do? Do you just start? You just begin? You just start doing stuff?
Well, first of all, you're honest with yourself about where you are.
I like the way you put that. I like that. Honest with yourself. Absolutely. Be realistic.
Yeah. And then you're the one who bridges that gap. You think of steps of how I can bridge this gap if it's something you truly want to do. And you really never know what can happen. Like, I can't stress this hard enough. The bliss which I felt in that moment when I was on stage with her, and how ready I was when I was on that stage with her, the confidence I had and how comfortable I was on that stage was incredible. And I would have never thought that I could have been that person unless I took that step moving beyond my own comfort zone. And I had the whole day just talking to her about leadership and about what she hopes that we do after the summit. And she's one of the most incredible South Africans, as we know.
Well, there we go. And here's to many, many more incredible South Africans. So there's a lesson for you right there, guys. When it comes down to stepping outside of your comfort zone, one of the biggest things you can possibly do is just prepare yourself, just research, just knuckle down, take some time to yourself, believe in yourself, you know, don't lie to yourself, and obviously just try and focus on what the end goal and objective is. So I've got a question in here, and that is, Kanye, what is the goal from here?
Ooh.
So where are you going, young man? Where are you going? What is next? What is the goal from here? I like that.
That is a really good question.
You seem to have achieved quite a bit at a young age. So what is the next one? I think that's what everyone's wanting to find out.
I really want to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Really?
Really.
That's amazing.
I really, really want to be. There's a couple of, you know, I'm a person who believes in vision boarding and writing your vision down. And everything that I put on my vision board last year.
Don't most, tell me came true.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo. Well, there
literally.
We go.
One of the examples, Kanye Lomo was there. Destiny Mag, and Dalo Media owner. And literally this year I got the opportunity to meet to meet her and have a conversation with her. Bonang was there. Got to meet her as well. And I mean, there's a couple of other people who were there as well. There's a couple of things which were there as well. So all of those things have literally come to pass. Now I need to come up with another vision board.
You do?
Yeah.
You need to extend those goals and make them into the next
So
tier.
Nobel Peace Prize winner, a company which makes a tangible difference within South Africa. And what else? And... a huge difference in the media industry. I have a lot of plans.
Okay, good. All right. Guys, this is Pride Factors Inspired Youth on CliffCentral.com. We're going to get back to Kanye Mokoto and his fascinating journey of the One Young World Venture, as well as ironing out the goals and the comfort zones that we're busy discussing now. Don't go away. I think one day what we should all let you do is make a radio show about what happens when the music comes on and the guests and the presenters and the production managers just start talking going on in the background, because it gets really entertaining.
It does. It does.
Wow, the
energy talking about levels, the power of auto-tune.
I'm telling you, energy levels just jump through the roof. And
I want to talk in auto-tune.
So listen, you sing like a demon, Kanye. You know that. And I know that you just dared me to dance, but you will never see that happening. Ever, I promise you.
We'll see about that.
Okay, so so welcome back, guys. This is Pride Factors Inspired Youth on CliffCentral.com, the inaugural show.
Yes.
With a bit of a theme of comfort zones, goals, One Young World, and basically just what the youngsters can be doing. We've had a couple of questions sent to us over the week. For an episode last week, but they're quite funny. They really are.
Yeah, so, I like fun.
So I think we're just gonna have a little bit of fun with this. So let's just go through some of this. So a very, very, let's get serious for a second, would obviously be the age-old question of a fight between Superman and Batman. Okay. I mean, obviously, this happens all the time. Who would win that fight?
Superman.
And he goes blank.
Superman.
Superman.
Yeah.
Okay, so Superman would win that one. Yeah. Any reason why?
I've always been a fan of Superman. I mean, he can fly and he can, you know, he's strong as well. I feel like Spider-Man is a skinny, you know, skinny superhero. So, you know, I can't imagine him fighting Superman.
Okay, question number two. Do you know how many trees there are in Gauteng?
Yo, my word. You're being for real. I think, let's say 10,000. I'm being optimistic, okay?
10,000 trees in Gauteng. You never know, do you? It is the world's biggest man-made forest, and there's somewhere along the line of between 8 and 10 million trees in Gauteng. Just
really?
Just, yeah, just for your entertainment.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. What was your favorite jam in the 90s or the 2000s? What is that song that just sticks with you? Maybe your theme tune?
It's about time we listen to Boom Shaka. Do you know that song?
See, I told you you could sing.
That was my favorite song. Was by Boom Shaka.
By Boom Shaka.
That was actually my nickname. I used to dance in front of the TV.
Did you name yourself that nickname?
No, it was my sister's friends who named me that.
Ah, okay. I'm one of those guys that like name my own nickname.
I actually had a lot of nicknames when I was growing up. Dub as well.
Walk us through them. Dub, yeah.
Dub, Zidane, because I used to play really good soccer.
Okay.
Kidio. Okay, Kado is a new one. But I had a couple. I can't remember all of them.
All right.
It's D as well.
It's D.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what's with the Z in my name. Because it doesn't connect.
So here's another one. We finish off this interview right now. You step outside of the Cliff Central office park, walk past a winning lottery ticket that benefits you 10 million rand.
Oh, my word.
What do you do? What do you do with the money? TikTok.
Do something for my mom. The first thing. And invest some of it. Invest some of it. I don't know how much. And get a place. Buy a place.
Get a place of your own.
Yeah, of my own. And then also maybe take my nephews to Disneyland. I think that would be great.
Have you been?
No, I've never.
I'd like to go to Disneyland.
Yes.
Okay, so let's try something out. A little brain teaser here. Can you name three consecutive days without the days Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, well played. That's taken a little while, doesn't it? Well played. Okay, here's another one. What do you do with your free time? When you have free time, and I gather you don't have a lot of it, but what do you do in your free time? What is like,
man,
fun with Kanye time?
I love having a good time. Like, you know, I'm a young leader, but I like to get down with my friends. I like to dance. You know, give me good music and, you know, good people. And I'm there, I'm dancing, I'm having a good time. That's what I really, really love to do. And also having good conversation as well. So those two things are usually the things which I do in my spare time, which give me joy. I also read quite a bit.
What are you reading at the moment?
Currently, I'm reading two books, Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. And then also Trust, Mastering the Four Essentials of Trust by Ian Levanzat. Probably reading that for the third or second time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a favorite there.
That's how much I like it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number five. What do you think about when you're alone in your car?
Wow. These questions catch you by surprise, Dean. I love them. I also love them. What do I think about when
what
I'm
do you think about when you're driving? Aside from driving, obviously. Kind of going to autopilot. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. Like, I think about... Sure. I just kind of fade. Hey? Like, I don't even know what I think about. It's kind of like I think... It's just, I'm kind of like in another world, as much as that's not good. But I would say I probably think about what I need to do and also what I'm going to eat. Because I'm always thinking about food. So I'm thinking about going to Chicken Licken or something.
Okay.
And going to buy myself a nice piece of chicken.
I hear you. Okay, can you say, obviously, I mean, you've got some plans coming up soon with what you're going to be doing, obviously, for the rest of this year and into 2018.
Yes.
What are those plans? What have you got? What's the goals? What's the objectives? Let's call it for 2018, just as we're kind of getting towards the end of the show now. So what are your plans? Where are you going? Where can we expect to see your name and see your face over the next 12 months, 14 months?
See me with Pride Factor. I'm really excited to be working with you. I think that's going to be fantastic. I believe in the course, so that really excites me. That's one of my, you know, things for next year and here moving onwards. Mm-hmm. And then as well, I would love to be a One Young World coordinating ambassador.
Nice.
I've applied for that.
Of course he has. He's applied for it. Of course he has.
Yeah, I've applied
for
that.
He's also applying to be president and look after the treasury. And
absolutely.
Oh, of course.
Why absolutely. Why dream small?
I love it.
When you're great. The One Young Coordinating Ambassador as well. Basically what a coordinating ambassador does,
mm-hmm.
I'm the link, South African link, with all the South African delegates. So
yeah.
I keep in touch with them. I'm the one who, you know, keeps up to date and connects everyone. I think I already kind of do that.
Right.
And then with this year's group, that is. And what else? Also move up in the corporate ladder. I have goals to basically, you know, move up there and get my own pad, man. Yesterday, I'm sick of sharing. Like, you know.
So you're not planning to have kids just yet because, you know, you're going to share everything for the next 21
absolutely.
Years. Okay, well, that's fantastic.
Absolutely not. And what's another goal? Take my vision, the young catalyst, forward in terms of having a couple of summits next year that we're going to be hosting.
I think we'll be able to help you with some of those things. Definitely.
Yes, thank you so much.
Cool. So again, so if anyone out there wants to engage with us, please do remember we are obviously live on air at the moment, but we'll always go into the podcast. At Inspired Youth SA on Facebook or Twitter, or hashtag Inspired Youth SA. This is Pride Factor's Inspired Youth Show on cliffcentral.com. It has been a whole lot of fun so far. But while we get towards the end of this, Kanye, I just want to kind of ask you now, it's all about the youth. It's
yes.
all about the kids. It's all about the youngsters of this generation at the moment. So what do you think... And I'll ask you another question just now, but what do you think they should be focusing on right now? And this comes from someone of senior authority with yourself just coming back from International One Young World Conference. What needs to be the focal point for the youngsters at the moment?
Focus on your education. That is what will open a whole lot of doors for you. That's what will free you. And that's what will not just free you, but your family as well. I don't feel there's anything as powerful as education, in my opinion. Because even if you're an entrepreneur, education plays a particular role in terms of how you think, how you reason, and how you just get things together in your mind, if you get what I'm saying, and implement things. Mm. Education plays a role there. So I would say make sure you focus on your work, boys and girls can wait. And just really, there's nothing which will take you more forward than that.
Yeah. So with it being end of year exams now.
Absolutely. Work hard. It is end of the year exams. Work hard. Make your mom proud. Make yourself proud. Make your dad proud. And you will be so happy during the holiday as well. There's nothing more gratifying than working hard and seeing the fruits of that hard work.
Yeah. I've got to agree with you there, Kanye. Absolutely. Like really from ourselves at Pride Factor as well. Like, guys, it's exam time. You've got like a week, 2 weeks left, and then it's holiday time. You can get on with the holidays. Summer's here. Birds are tweeting. Yeah. The sun's shining. The boys and girls are running around. Party time. Whatever it is that tickles your fancy. At the moment, though, for the next week, 10 days, 2 weeks, just knuckle down and get it done and give it your absolute best. As Kanye was saying, when those exam results come out, sit there and have that feeling of pride, that pride factor of looking at it and being excited and impressed with yourself at the end of the day, isn't it?
I was actually listening to a talk. I'll make this as brief as possible. I was listening to a talk by Stephen Pressfield yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Pressfield wrote a book called War of Art, and he speaks about how whenever you are trying to achieve something or basically get in touch with your higher self, how resistance always comes in.
Yeah.
So he speaks about how resistance is almost a shadow of your dream.
Yeah.
So make sure that whatever resistance you're feeling or distraction you're feeling, that you don't identify with it, that you don't make it that this is you. And you internalize it and you don't work on the dream which you had from the beginning of the year, which was getting good marks. Because you find during exams that a lot of people do get distracted, that resistance does come, and a lot of people start to identify with that resistance and they make it as if it's who they are or what they want.
Yeah.
And that's the lie of the resistance which comes in. So it comes for everyone, but the great people are people who don't identify with it and move forward and work hard despite that resistance which comes in. It's a natural thing which comes for every dream which you have.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Words from the wise. Kanye, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Absolutely.
On Inspired Youth here on cliffcentral.com, episode or lesson number one. We're going to be back next week, same time, same place, between 3 and 4 on your favorites. Kanye, from yourself, thank you very much.
Yes, make sure you listen next week, guys. It's a great platform. We'll Inspired Youth.
We'll catch you again. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cliffcentral.com.